Russian President Vladimir Putin's first face-to-face meeting with a NATO leader since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February. Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan were in Iran's capital, Tehran, to discuss a UN-backed proposal to resume exports of Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea to help ease the global food crisis.
I want to thank you for your efforts in mediation, providing a forum for negotiation on food problems, on the problem of grain export by the Black Sea. We moved forward under your mediation. Not all the problems have been resolved yet, but it's already good that there is a movement.
On his second international trip since the start of the war in Ukraine, Putin also met Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, who hosted the trilateral summit. Both Russia and Iran are among the most sanctioned countries in the world, and the two nations are now seeking to boost economic cooperation.
This level of business and trade between the two countries is definitely not enough considering the existing capacities, and it can go to a higher level. We think we can reach $30 billion, which is three times more than the current number.
Just before Putin's visit, Russian energy giant Gazprom and Iran's national oil company signed a memorandum of understanding worth $40 billion to develop a gas field around Kish Island in the Gulf. This summit is a part of Astana format, a mechanism that was established 5 years ago between Russia, Turkey and Iran to end the 11-year war in Syria. While Russia and Iran are the main backers of the Syrian government led by Bashar al-Assad, Turkey has effectively supported the Syrian opposition. Since 2016, Turkey has also launched three major military operations inside Syria against Kurdish armed group YPG and ISIS. And Ankara says preparations are now underway to conduct a fourth operation into Syria to create a 30-kilometer deep security zone, a plan that both Russia and Iran oppose. But the Turkish president did not back down.
We are determined to drive out the centers of evil from Syria that threaten our national security. As Astana guarantors, our expectation from the Russian Federation and Iran is to support Turkey in this fight.
Despite this, all three presidents said the Astana peace process has been effective in setting up a foundation for peace in Syria. Russia has withdrawn most of its forces from Syria after the war began in Ukraine. Now, Syria is increasingly becoming a source of tension between Turkey and Iran, as they both have a significant military presence in the country. The next round of the trilateral summit under Astana format will be held in Moscow. But the fragile balance between these three countries could possibly be disturbed in case of a military operation into Syria, unless they can find a diplomatic solution to the crisis. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Tehran.